of a movie, but Josh is going to be involved.
I'm recording now, too.
Know it.
Fuck! I've been gone for 3 fucking weeks, but I'm back simulcasting with JT on his own thing. We're doing 2 shows at the same time, so if you hear it here, you'll hear it.
Reddit told you that I'm trying to take over. I'm bringing it. Yeah. I love that these randos were like, they've listened to like 7 episodes and apparently they see the power struggle that's going on.
It's not a power struggle. I just got shut down because I told someone to kill themselves for ripping off a cancer patient. So you know what? Am I morally justified? Yes. Did I walk a line? No, I did not.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you're the one that got in trouble. When really, well, James doesn't say anything, and then, you're the one that gets flagged. That's the best. That's the best. No, the white WTP Slayers is gonna be our backup ones in case this one gets flagged for Juno and his talking about indie promoters and wrestling shows, which is its own thing right there.
Fuck, I told you guys earlier today about the guy that got his car stolen, right?
Vaguely. Go into it, okay?
Okay, might as well. So, it was in Nebraska, and this dude pulls up with another shady dude who's obviously, on fucking meth, right?
Gotcha.
And he's like, oh yeah, he helped me, chip in with gas and stuff. I found him at the gas station and I asked if he wanted to go to a wrestling show with
me.
That's
where I meet most of my friends.
And he said, yeah, so I brought him. So that was mistake number 1.
Awesome.
Mistake number 2 is saying that he had worked for WWE, but this dude's literally not. He might be on the spectrum. I don't know.
Don't line walk there. He was on the spectrum on drugs.
Oh yeah.
He had a medallion on his neck.
Not quite.
Talking about the dimensional merge.
Well, the show goes 4 hours long because no one knows how to manage time, right? Uh-huh. And so we're starting to tear down the ring, and this guy comes back to the locker room crying his eyes out. And okay, his name's Bubbles, by the way.
Bubbles?
Bubbles.
His name is Bubbles?
His name is Bubbles.
Wait. His character name is Bubbles?
His real name, God-given
the name he's going by is Bubbles.
Yeah, the name he chooses to go by is Bubbles. And his wrestling character is Hillbilly Bubbles.
Okay.
What gender is this person?
Oh, it's a dude.
Is it fluid?
Well, it could be if it's a bubble, but... Well, anyway, he comes back to the back, and he's a 45-year-old man. Uh-huh. And he's crying his eyes out. We're like, dude, what's wrong? Because he cries a lot. That's his thing.
Wait, hold on. That's his character thing or that's his thing?
That's his personal thing. But he's like, so that dude just stole my damn car.
Yeah, Chris. See you, buddy.
See you, man.
Chris just left.
Not Chris Chan. Let's not confuse the audience.
If fucking Chris Chan was here, it would be fucking amazing.
I've been DMing Chris Chan every day.
So have I.
Please. Corey found a number and called the number.
The number was shut down.
Ah. Well, anyway. He starts that damn motherfucker that brought me to the gas station stole my damn car.
That's awesome.
And so we're like...
The tears are just rolling out of his eyes.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
He's definitely crying.
And then everyone looks around, and then he leaves the room, and the promoter goes, well, who's taking him home? And it turned into a 50-person game of nose goes.
No way.
So as soon as he's who's going to take him home? I just immediately went, nope. I'm going back to KC.
No
Fuck
way.
This. So some guy that came up from Iowa took him home. So.
God. Ugh. That's insane.
Yeah, never found his car.
Never found his car.
Never heard from
Bubbles.
That guy again.
Bubbles. Tell your promoter story.
Which one was that? Oh, the one really died, took off.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. Brilliant move. That leads me into my story, my Colin story that I've been telling this week, but it's been working. Go ahead.
So, straight up, same promoter ripped off a cancer patient kid.
Okay, gotcha.
So he actually ran a show. The one and only time he ran... Oh, actually, he ran 2 shows. The second show, I went to because, you know, I got to wrestle my friends, so whatever. Also, I was like...
How far away is this show?
30 minutes away.
Oh, okay. So okay. I'm like... So not bad, not bad.
I was like, you know, whatever. It's like really close and like I get to wrestle my friends and I get to be home by like 6 o'clock. That's not bad. That's not bad.
No.
So we get there and he gets all the money and stuff. And first match, I'm the first match in a 10-man tag team match that they gave us 5 minutes to wrestle for. Which, if anybody knows anything about wrestling, you can't do a 10-man tag team match in 5 minutes.
Jesus.
Well,
you might as well do like a battle royale or something.
You
shit.
Might as well have done one. But I'm just standing on the apron, and I notice this fat fuck, like literally, like sprinting out of the fucking.
That's
place.
Awesome. Like with the money
he's
box.
He's got the cash box, and he looks That's like the fucking brilliant. Hamburglar, dude. Like he's just.
But it's crazy though, because he'd probably be less conspicuous if he didn't fucking run. Away. Like if he just walked, he'd be like, "Where's he going?"
And for context, this dude lies about being in the hospital all the time, and like, he's like 400 fucking pounds, and like, well, he wouldn't have blocked you guys on Facebook. His name is Sean Smith.
And if you, leave it right there. Yeah. We don't want to get.
We're but, anti-bullying now.
Which oh yeah. Our
Please don't reform. Find this man and bully him.
Please don't.
Please
but
don't.
But if you do, now you have ammo.
There you go. But so no one got paid. No one got paid.
Fuck no, they didn't.
No.
So
one.
The guy that was like backup to this guy was like, "Well, we got hot dogs."
No.
I was like,
way.
"No, I'm not gonna be a hot dogs and handshake
no.
wrestler."
Are you kidding? Did you end up getting paid eventually, or?
Well, he said he'd give me my pay.
No.
And it's been. 4 years.
4 years.
Probably in the mail.
Does he still have a promotion? Don't say the promotion, but does he still have a promotion?
He starts and he stops them all the time.
That way, because no one will wrestle for him, then he creates a new one.
Yeah. He had Impact Pro Wrestling. Yeah. And then he had this one that was like, it's like Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
Nice.
Premier Wrestling Alliance.
Man, they've come up with some good names.
And
they're
on,
shit people.
No, this is just an idea. This isn't what we're really going to do, Reddit, so don't be mad. But it's pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Could we walk into the arena where that fat man is, hit him in the head with a steel chair, rob him, and then walk out and be like, pro wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we go? And but we got to go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, the way this would work is, especially if we were going to go to Kansas. All right.
Okay.
Where everybody is like a cover band of their favorite wrestler.
So like
we're gonna put some MMA gloves on you.
So like the Undertaker. So the
and we'll draw a really shitty knife.
Oh like, yeah. On you. So you can be like.
And we'll play Brock Lesnar's music, but it's like a bad recorder version.
So what you're saying is instead out. Of the
Pamphlet,
so Brock instead of the music. Undertaker, they have like the Gravetaker or like
okay
or like the Mortuary.
This guy is actually really really nice. So nobody like hurt his feelings. On PG shows, he is the Soul Taker. But on PG-13 shows,
oh, man.
He's the N-word taker.
What?
Wait, on PG wait, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. On PG-13 shows.
Yes.
I feel like that might be an R.
The N-word taker?
Yes. He is a black man that wrestles like the Undertaker, has all of his gear and everything, and he is the N-word taker.
And everyone's okay with that.
It gets him booked.
It gets
Does
him
he
booked.
Sell t-shirts?
Oh, my God. No way.
I'll buy his stock today.
Oh, it's fine.
Corey, you don't need to be down at Brew Baker's.
Wrestling, man.
Oh, my God. I love that he's like, why can't he just always be the soul? I thought you were going to be like, he's the soul taker. And then he's like, he's the body taker. And you're
right?
Like, oh, okay, that's PG-13. But then he's like, but then it is R X-rated. He's the N-word taker.
Right? I can never wear that shirt. I'll just have to give it
Oh, but one. it's a soft, it's just the A. It's not an R.
I'm speechless. And he wears a mask.
Yep.
I mean, I would too. Now,
he is in an elementary school.
Ah! Is he the? But he's the soul taker there.
Yes.
That is so hold on. The caption on that picture can easily be changed because it looks like he's visiting a black school.
Yeah. I was going to make a comment on it. But I can't.
You can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's why we don't. This is why we have to have a backup podcast.
He doesn't have a t-shirt. That's annoying.
Message him right now and say, dude, you need t-shirts.
Please.
You need t-shirts.
Oh, yesterday.
But what? So he couldn't have thought of any other type of take, like, because there's voodoo guys. I know that there's like,
right?
You know, like you had to be like, you know what? I'm just gonna be the N-word taker.
Now, I love this guy to death. I think he's a sweet boy.
Here we go, line walking.
Yep, line walking.
Line walk.
But your favorite person that you used as a talking dummy during promo practice?
Yeah, I was pretty good, dude. I'm not gonna lie, dude.
He's
I did
got
promo
himself practice. A jacket and a cowboy hat now when he goes to the ring.
What?
So what I heard
is
what
I think it is.
No. That's not. It's not the Guff. Guff's always had that.
Oh, I always think Guff. I like.
Yeah, Guff. Guff is awesome. Guff is amazing.
Guff is
Guff,
a sweet boy.
Guff, his gimmick is perfect. It worked. I just wish he went by the Guff instead of dum dim 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 demi do. You know, like get out of here with that bullshit. But so there's this. So this kid showed up. And he's a nice enough. He actually tapped out a couple of the trainers when they rolled.
Yeah,
like this one kid A Clay. This one guy A Clay thought, you know, he had rolled with me a little bit, you know, and I let him play, but he rolled with this guy Karan, and I like Karan. Don't get me wrong, but Karan was probably like 350 pounds, 6'4". I mean, just big black kid, and he actually wrestled for Raytown. And he was their heavyweight. I don't think he really, no one really taught him anything. He didn't really know how to do anything. But he literally, like, put A Clay's arm behind his back and, like, tapped him.
Really?
Like, I mean, this kid, I had him work with Josh one time for his camp. I said, Karan, hold him down. And Josh couldn't get on. He's like, what is this? It's too big. It's too big. It's too big. And I was like, that's the point. Like, so he was really good, but he's definitely on the spectrum, and he only wants to be the Undertaker. So I called him the Human Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
And I was like his Paul Heyman, like I would talk for him because he wouldn't talk at all. That's it was genius. Awesome, dude. It was brilliant. Dude.
Oh yeah,
it was brilliant. And then
this is not Karan slander.
No, I'm not saying it's not. Like he just will not
Reddit.
Like, I don't understand how I was telling someone this the other day how. People that are on the spectrum, that are TikToked, that are people that don't want to be around people, pick one of the fucking most performancy in front of a crowd thing that you have to do, and that they want you to talk. Like, I don't get that. Like, if you like pro wrestling, just stick to liking pro wrestling and not being a fucking pro wrestler. Because it's like, even some of the guys that have the most talent don't know how to talk.
Right.
Like, it's the whole point is the fucking talk. So they were like, well, Karan, you're actually just going to be the human wrecking ball. And they're like, he's like, oh, I want to be the wrecking ball of darkness.
The wrecking ball of darkness.
And they were like, oh, okay, you can be the wrecking ball of darkness or whatever, you know. And then he's like, you know what? I just want to be the Undertaker. And they're like, you can't be the Undertaker. I fucking love it.
Being
I love
a unicorn it. Today.
But I'm like a unicorn, but I'm like a dark unicorn that like shoots like black magic out of my head.
It really is white trash D&D.
I'm not or like here. And then what I love are the people that don't go outside their like bubbles. Like I'm a hillbilly bubbles. Like I.
You have, you know, those people that do those, like, regional gimmicks no matter where they live at, and those are called 40-milers because they don't go 40 miles.
Oh, dude, there's, like, oh.
As far as their car can be.
If it doesn't get stolen.
If it doesn't get stolen.
I took my car!
But you have a lot of, like,
crying.
In Missouri and Kansas, you have a lot of, like, country boys. It gets worse when you get to Oklahoma.
And they just, they come out, but don't some of them come out with like gloves, like weightlifting gloves on and like a hat, and they're like, and they come out to cowboy, cowboy. By the way, we were talking about how that's probably one of the most white trash songs for dudes ever.
And that's why I love it.
Didn't
that
we
song.
Talk about white it's trash a, songs?
There's
like
something
one
about
episode.
It. Right? Yeah, we did. We had like the Buck, like the anthem for the WTPs out there is Buck Cherry's Crazy Bitch.
Oh,
they will go on to the day. the dance floor and actually.
They'll get married to that song. They'll have that.
Oh, my God. They're like, this is my song. I love this song. I
feel like they wrote it about me.
It's like they knew my life. But yeah, so they like, you call them 40. What other? Okay, so that's like, there's that group. Then like so those are like the townies. Those are the people that don't go 40 miles without.
You got 40 milers, and then you've got carnies.
Carnies.
Okay. Carnies are the ones that will throw what a random clusterfuck together.
So we're talking like at the gypsies last of the wrestling world.
Oh, it's like a pop-up shop, kind of like a gypsy. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
So like, there's a couple of them around here. They're not really in like Missouri. But
have they been driven out in the Great Kearney Wars of 86?
They might have.
Harley Race assembled a fucking conglomerate of real professionals to get all the carn. They swept all the carnies out.
Yeah, there's just the Great Kearney Genocide. Harley Race was king because of Manifest Destiny.
Anyways, continue.
But these people will swindle somebody to give them a ring, all right?
Okay.
And they will find a random fucking place, like, it'll be a grain mill, or, like, someone's fucking field.
Looking at grain mills or fields.
These are my people.
Oh, and yes, then, like,
we're doing that.
Like, a racetrack, or they'll try to pair up with, like, a monster truck thing, or they'll try to pair up with, like...
My ex-in-laws used to own a racetrack.
And then you got your, like, high school gyms and stuff, right? Well, anyway, they'll just throw something up in like 2 weeks. They won't announce any talent, and they will just be like, why the fuck is no one here? And then, like, oh, God, there's always those. And then, like, yeah, just carnies are the worst. You don't want to ever associate with carnies.
I feel like I do.
I think you might be talking about Corey. Also, too, the thing I've learned about Corey is, like, the minute you make something kind of magical, like, or, like, you don't want to be, like, you could be, like, don't open that door. And it could literally be, like, the door to, the fucking four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he'll be like, that door right there? Don't open that door? I don't want to.
Pandora's box?
I kind of want to open that door now.
Hey, Blake, I think we should open it. Like, and then, because that's one thing I've learned is, like, Corey won't do it if it's just him. Most of the time, he'll need to get other people involved so that there's blame to be spread around.
Yes, and I'm not taking the whole fault.
Understood. I'm with you. But I feel like we might need to find some carnies.
Yes, we'll get some carnies.
Oh, yeah. Carnies are typically way out of shape.
Awesome.
Way over the hill.
Perfect.
Could be some kid from a backyard. Oh, okay. You got your backyarders, too.
Ooh, backyarders. They're still around?
Yes.
What are they? Well, obviously they're in backyards.
Just throwing elbows out of a treehouse.
Dude!
My favorite backyard is this guy who does a burglar gimmick, and his name is Rob Banks.
That I'm not going to...
He's a genius.
I can't fucking hate that. I can't fucking hate that. At least it's interesting.
Right.
That's fucking interesting.
Still Rob more Banks. Entertaining gimmick than like half of whatever the fuck we have in Kansas City.
Bubbles.
Yeah. What's the worst one you've seen? What's the worst gimmick?
There's a lot.
What are they, Nightwalker?
Okay. I've seen a little tiny man in a wizard suit with a cape before.
That's fucking cool, though. That's not. It would be different if like the little person was wearing a cowboy hat and it was like, I'm little cowboy man. Like that's not interesting. A wizard? You're telling me you see a mini wizard? Then you're not like, fuck yeah, mini wizards. That's what I want to see.
Well, obviously,
and then on the back of a human dragon.
Oh, you know he needs to ride a person out, like
you have the
Thunderdome.
Oh, dude,
the number one badass of professional wrestling.
That was, Bones.
That was pretty bad.
Shazam,
dude, hear me out. So this guy Bones, I've told you about Bones, right? You've understood about Bones.
Probably me at the.
He's like the Chris Chan of professional wrestling.
Oh. He's been trained by everyone, but yet no one. He got roasted so bad by a guy that people threw hot dogs at him because they was
and
like
he was signing hot dogs.
He was signing hot dogs because people. This one guy Flex Reed literally said to him, or like cut a promo on him that said, "I will pay you in hot dogs double what they're paying you." It is, dude, I'm not, it was brutal.
He fucking
But also,
went
too,
off.
Bones, we need to do, so like Bones is like Chris Chan, because eventually, like, he's kind of stopped now, but he would go Facebook Live
Oh
and
no.
he would have a fucking Mountain Dew.
A fucking mud jug right there.
He'd have a Mountain Dew and then this glass that you knew was 90% vodka. And he'd go, this promoter wanted me to fucking. And then the bet this and then he would do like the next day he'd be like, everybody, I just want to apologize to the promotion. And then the best was when he got X-nayed from the promotion here because they were like, we can't associate with anyone like Bones when all their people are fucking, that's what they're
They're all doing the same
They're
shit.
all doing, yeah, you
They're
know,
just
they're
not
all, they,
calling them out.
yeah, they're like, at least Bones is, but like, literally, they threw hot dogs at the man.
That's beautiful.
They did,
Like that Olivia Munn gif that's banned on
and they
Facebook, but
called
in
this,
real life.
then there's other one that, like, I won't say her name, but she looked really rough, and he called her like a, not, he didn't call her Potato. They fucked this chick called Potato. Didn't Rocco tell us about the story of Potato?
Maybe.
It sounds familiar.
Juno, are you getting
I just get
uncomfortable?
so many
Is this a little
stories.
too rough?
I don't know who Potato is. I
It was this
also had a
chick in the
burp, and I didn't want to burp
Kansas
in the microphone.
Show, and I guess her husband owned like one of the promotions, or she booked one of the shows, and she would try to,
Looks like Juno knows who it is.
Potato, and they called because she looked like a potato, and they would
It
have sex
was
with
like a
her.
reverse Jim Cornette kind of thing.
Explain that.
Okay, so like Jim Cornette, when he was the trainer for WWE's development system,
Oh, okay.
would like just pull people aside and be like, "Hey, you want to fuck my wife?"
Nice.
What? Yeah.
Nice.
And like some of them would be like, "Not really." And then like they were always worried that like it would affect their status with
If they
WWE if
did
they
it
didn't
or
fuck his
if they
wife.
didn't do it, like you
Yeah.
gotta probably gotta pound her.
So like
You gotta bring it
the
in.
Big Show
Yeah.
fucked his wife and like
What? I feel like she'd be ruined
God.
after that.
I mean, that's rough. The
And then
Big
like
Show?
it got revealed last year that he had like a cuckold kink, and he's like, "The only
No.
thing I'm guilty of is having an interest in sex
Hey, there you
life."
go.
So now you say that potatoes was the opposite of that. So she would be like, "Hey, you want to fuck me and not tell my husband?" Was that the situation that was
Or was
going
the
on?
husband like, dude, can you fuck this potato? Because I ain't fucking this
Make some
potato.
hash browns out of this
What
bitch.
is it? What is it?
I actually am not close enough in the
Chunks, what's
story to
that?
comment on it.
You're
You'd
not
have to
close?
tell. I'd
Oh,
have to
okay.
tell Rocco about it.
Rocco's got it. Rocco, I'm sure, has it. Because Rocco dealt with a lot of Kansas people. And he speaks their language. But what's that? Smothered, covered, and chunked?
Smothered, covered, and
There's
chunked, baby.
Chunks.
So there's this
Back from the
other
house.
guy.
Okay.
His backstory is that,
Wrestling backstory?
yeah,
Or is
well,
that just like who he is?
his, I mean, like, obviously he lied to get into the wrestling business.
Perfect.
He said that he was trained by somebody, okay? But his trainer told him before his trainer died not to reveal who trained him.
Yes.
You can't, you know,
So,
that's how legends work.
yes, I know who you're talking about.
And so,
This guy's 400 pounds.
can't do a headlock, doesn't know anything about wrestling, and this fucking company in Kansas, like, let him make his own championship and
Straight
let
to
him be a
WWE
champion.
with him.
Made him a champion.
Dude, that's how it goes in this world,
I'm
man.
mentally picturing him looking like Bam Bam Bigelow. Am I
Yeah.
close?
I'm like a baby-faced Bam Bam Bigelow and no flame tattoo and way less athleticism.
Yeah, there literally are videos where they just chant blob, and like,
Blah.
there's another guy in there, and they like, there's just two blobs, man, and they were on there. So there used to be a page I followed because it was awesome, and it was called Trash Butthurt Trash. What was it?
The Butthurt Trash Baggers Network.
And it was all these fuck ups from like local shows, and they actually eventually had to take it down because too many people were like complaining, like they had too many.
Dude, the people would get butthurt if they got put on there.
Yeah.
So how do I find one of these local shows so that I can heckle people?
I'll let you know.
I really want to do that.
Yeah.
I'll even give you money for the ticket. Like, it's all good. I'll
Can
get paid more than the hot dog guys.
I can other than ruining your reputation, can Corey be your manager? How much training does he need to be a manager?
You know how to take falls?
Yeah.
Do you know how to flip?
Yeah.
Do you know how to talk?
Kinda.
Probably like 2 months of training. I think I can get you on the road.
Fuck yes, I'm hired. I got a job. All the hot dogs I can eat. I don't want hot dogs. Whole sausages
Now,
for me.
what I
class.
Want you to do,
I was
though.
actually going to ask you guys today if I could start cutting my promos in here with you guys.
Yes!
Of course,
I want to be in a promo.
Because, like,
of course.
This character that I've been working
do I
on.
I have to be clothed?
You don't have to be.
Okay.
Hear me out, though. Hear me out. I have a brilliant idea for a promo. Remind me after it. What do you
So,
want
have
to
you
do?
Seen the show Letterkenny?
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was thinking about, because I couldn't get the copyright to Juno Granger this year.
What?
Someone else's Juno Granger?
No, not someone else. Two different companies. One took Juno and the other one took Granger. And when I tried to copyright...
You can't...
When I tried to copyright the combined, it was like, no, you can't do that.
What?
Because it was two already copyrighted.
So you can't even be like Jay Granger or...
Well, I mean, like, I can still be myself. I just don't have
the
legal
protection.
So anybody can, like, put your name on a shirt and you can't say anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. That's the only reason I got my intellectual property copyrighted, because people bootleg shirts.
What about N-word Granger? Can you
do
that?
No.
Come on.
So I was watching Letterkenny, and, like, you know, this, I'm just coming out of my shell more. I was like, fuck it, I'll just be Junesy.
There you go. I like it.
Junesy.
Junesy.
I like it.
I
and
like
so
it.
I was going to be like, well, I was going to start working out with you guys again because I need to get in really good shape again. I'm getting there, but I just need the cardio.
Yeah.
Because so, my cardio sucks. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to have fight team promos.
Yeah.
So I'll be in here just fucking shit up and like cut my shit and like.
We need to get boards for you to break.
One time.
Drywall to punch.
So one time Juno, he threw Chris Griffith. He threw him.
That was
he
the
hip,
best,
he
easiest
hip,
promo I've ever
he
done.
He hip tossed him, arm barred him, and then said, "Fuck!" What did you say?
This guy was a champion out in Kansas, and his name was like Prince Vale.
Yeah.
So I hip tossed Chris, tapped him, got up, looked at the camera, went, "Fuck Chris Vale."
It was really,
and
bad.
I got a title match out of it.
Got, but then he also then an email came out to Juno and said, "No more cussing in any of your promos. We are a family friendly event."
Really?
Do you remember that? Dude.
Remember? I pictured Chris Griffin as being his, like, nickname, because it's like a Family Guy character.
Well, see, well, he, you know it's Griffith.
Griffith.
Not Griffin.
Oh, big difference.
But see, he started over there, and then there were so many reasons where he was like, you know what, I'm not going to do it over there.
Mm.
And then he came over and trained with me. But he was, like I said, he was like, I like pro, he was like, I like WWE, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. But, no, he did a beautiful hip toss on him, armbarred him, and then it was like, fuck Chris, or fuck Prince Vale.
Hell
See?
Yeah. Fuck Prince
but
Vale.
But that's what, like, I remember one time Hops got a title match. No, he didn't get a title match, but he got a good match. He got, like, so our buddy Hops got a fucking, like, his own, like, huge co-main event type deal. Where he did a promo where he was like, he went punch, punch, double leg, boom, blasted the guy, ground and pound, the guy taps. It was my buddy Steve who trained, who hopefully will be coming back. But he goes, he gets up and he was like, you know, of course, did the whole, April 5th, coming for you. That's what I'm going to do to you. I'm a good guy, you're a bad guy. We're going to fight. And then they put it on there and they were like, oh man, that was like one of the coolest promos ever. So we'll get you some badass promos, dude.
Hell yeah.
Especially if we got like, so, okay.
Hit me with a chair and like throw firecrackers on you.
No, but see, this is the thing is, what I think we should do is we have the sauna.
Yeah.
Courtesy of that is you come out in like a thong. Right?
Yeah.
Right? And then Corey goes, ooh, 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 my turn. And then you get in there and you go, but I still have like 5 minutes left. And then you sit down and then Corey sits on your lap. And you go, Manhattan, Kansas, we're coming for you. Right? Something
oh,
like that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Or like, hey guys, or no, perfect. Scratch it. I've just figured it out. You guys are talking, just normal, like you just talk, you're just kind of bullshit and you're kind of doing your thing, but you start like getting undressed and you're like, hey, you're going to go into the sauna? And he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to do like 5 minutes. So, you know, just like warm up or something. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm probably be like, being there 10. It's like, cool if we like, you know, hang out and talk. And they're like, yeah, no problem. But it pans to this.
Yeah.
And you guys don't even acknowledge it. You literally just sit in that sauna. But people think you're going into like a YMCA sauna like room. You know,
like,
I like that. Yeah. Right? But that's what. But yet I'm dumb. But yet don't do business with me because I'm not intelligent.
What? But I, well, yeah, you're an idiot. Look at your utilities and stuff that are all. Oh, no.
I only have power, water, and gas. Come on, dude. I mean,
show off, Lori.
Yeah, I just made
Prince
money.
Prince of England.
Prince Vale. Fuck Prince Vale. But like those are the promos I like. You know what I mean?
Where they're like real, right?
Yeah, like
my favorite thing is like people will cut these promos because they have this character they're not comfortable doing, and their voice goes to like a completely different.
It's weird. It's the literally like we'd be talking here, but then they'll go March 25th, brother, and then they automatically turn into their favorite pro wrestler. It's like they can't even be like. You know what I mean?
Me teach the promos because I'm like, all you have to be is yourself and just talk like yourself and have a wrestling character that is yourself. So find like 10 things you like and that's your wrestling character.
See,
February 27th, I'm going to have a puppy and a burrito.
Oh, dude. So, no, hear me out. Hear me out. So, before we get into a little story time, what would your manager character be? Let's not go wrestler because you would actually be, what are you going to be? Are you going to, so in a weird way, you have to pick, are you a good guy or a bad guy?
I'm going bad guy.
Bad guy right away. So you're a heel manager.
Yes.
Now, what is your costume? Like, what are you wearing? Are you a suit guy?
I'm going Jimmy Hart style, but with thighs out. Booty shorts.
Fuck yeah.
Like Daisy Duke style?
Daisy Duke. No, well.
We got to give him a short shorts. We got to give him a clipboard and a whistle. Shiny.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're the gym coach?
Every time I'm losing, you just keep blowing the fucking whistle.
Oh.
I carry a dodgeball when you get
pinned
in my
Oh, dude.
My God, he hit him with the dodgeball.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie.
It's rubber, brother.
Using your last name, Burnham, Coach Burnham, as your manager, that's fucking brilliant.
Yes.
You got to get rid of your beard. No. This is as he is. As you are, no fat suit, no nothing, but you need just a mustache. Are you prepared to shave your beard for just a mustache?
I think he can keep the beard.
No,
he's
no.
just a Victorian.
I know what Coach is saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I understand it. You understand it. For the comedy of it, I would do just a mustache.
For what about for one match? You go out there with Juno. You know what I mean?
I'm 100% willing.
I can find you a fed that will put you on for one show. If you want to do at least one show.
Hell yes!
I can find something for you.
So am I a professional wrestler yet? I'm building a resume like a sumbitch now.
Manager, dude.
Oh, professional. That's even better.
Does he have to get licensed, though, as a manager?
If he's in Kansas, no. If he's in Missouri, yes.
Job application, what have you been? Manager. What'd you manage? Pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You're hired. Here you go. Run Enron.
Oh, my God.
I've seen children be managers, okay? This guy brought his kids to, like, manage him, and they were, like, 9 and 10 years old. And they, like, got up on the top rope and did, like, a diving crossbody on the bad guy. Completely destroyed the integrity of wrestling.
Okay, I have it brilliant. I have it brilliant. Whatever the next title shot you get, right, you're losing. And then all of a sudden you hear a whistle, and everyone stops. And you go, Coach Burnham? Yeah. My elementary school gym coach? And you go...
You haven't lost your baby fat yet, boy.
The best is you could be like you could even just be like the thumbs up guy, or like you throw the ball, knock the ref doesn't see it. You throw the ball, knock the guy out. Juno wins, or you could even like it. Even could be like you didn't even exist.
Can I come down from a wire like Sting? Hit him with a ball.
It depends on the venue. Depends on the venue. My God, it's Coach Burnham in the rafters.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. Keep the beard. The next promo you do is you working out, and I come in, and I'm like, what's going on, guys? And you're like, I'm like, class doesn't start for another hour. And you're like, oh, I'm here with Coach Burnham. And I'm like, who the fuck is Coach Burnham? And you're like, my fifth grade PE coach. and you're like, if you can dodge him
in a wheelchair or something.
No, I want him squatting in short shorts, running shorts, everything like that. Like
fanny pack.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, are you chewing just the biggest wad of gum.
Yes.
Just the biggest wad of gum. And I'm spitting. Yeah. Just spitting.
Yes.
Dude, I really think this is a great fucking idea.
I'm excited for this.
I mean, we could call this a bit. I think it's great.
I'm all jacked up on it. Like, we're doing this. I'm
yeah. be a professional wrestling manager. He has to do
it. I mean, I can see if Raga wants to swing it on Gladius.
Oh, my. we do have a wrestling.
Do I get?
Shit, you probably get paid $20.
What? Oh my God. Are you telling me? Hold on. That you, we might have to take a little bit of a turn.
I'm getting paid more than a paraplegic man.
So check this out. So Corey, when you're winning, he ignores you and just eats hot dogs. So he could be sitting on the turnbuckle just eating hot dogs. But when you lose, he turns around, dodgeball, throws it at the guy.
I'm like a Kenny Powers type of situation where he was the gym coach.
Oh, holy fuck. Check this out. Right before the match, the promoter goes out and gets all these cheap like balls mm-hmm. and gives them to like all the kids yeah. and says, hey, when the guy with the short shorts comes out and he throws the ball at the guy, you throw your ball at the guy.
Yes.
How fucking cool would that be?
That would be a genius.
Juno?
I'm all for this. This works.
Fuck yes.
I've been trying to find someone to do a gym coach manager gimmick for years.
Are you fucking lying to me? Dude, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. And if he needs – if you also – I would do it if you needed it, if you needed me.
Shit, I was about to do it when I retired, like from in-ring stuff. I'd just be like, I'll just manage my kids or something and just be like the gym coach.
But you have – like you said, you have the whistle. And the best part is like you can kind of come – like he can come in and like fuck with the ref, mm-hmm. right? And then you could go do your dirty stuff.
You're really
good
at listening to instructions, right?
Yeah.
So if I told you before the match, hey, when this happens, pop up on the apron real quick. And then start hooting and hollering.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's easy.
Oh, dude.
Wow, you're already better than 30% of the managers.
Boom. Dude, I'm telling you. Like, it's totally up.
Like, the best person that's ever managed me is Drew, but Drew doesn't manage anymore. He's a referee. And he's probably going to get signed to be a referee here in the next 6 months by, like, WWE or AEW. Yeah, the big leagues.
Yeah.
And you know what he had to do? Exactly what I'm doing. Branch out. Go somewhere
go,
else.
You got to do other stuff, man. You can't stay. Stay where you're at. You're done. Fuck yeah, dude. What? You're just not going to fight anymore. Hear me? Like,
I'm going to have a full-time job.
I'm
going to
be like, hey, Corey, I got you a title shot, MMA 155. And you're like, actually, I'm out with Juno. I'm shadowing. You have to go. That's the best part is he has to pay the dues and make the drives, you know?
I shit you not, man. Like, if you knock it out of the park with me, like, you're going to have three other people at that show like, hey, brother, I want you to come to my
no
show.
No way.
It's going to happen. If he just crushes it, they're going to be like, oh, man, we got to get you on somewhere, man.
Dude.
Only if you've been in my third grade gym class.
Dude, see? But I need you completely method acting like you are a elementary school
like not
gym teacher.
Get into it like Heath Ledger deep.
No,
like.
That's what I want. I want you face down.
I'll be giving
dead.
Kids detentions and shit.
Like,
looking in the mirror, just Hall like
passes.
Spearing fucking like
Hall
black on
Hall
you. Just
passes.
Like, I am the gym coach.
Oh yeah, I will be the gym coach.
Dude, I love that. Or like Juno like messes up and the ref's about to disqualify him, but you give him a Hall pass. Like no, he's fine. He's got a whole pass. He's fine to do it. You, dude, I'm 100% down with this. This is fucking amazing.
Yes.
Because you guys understand that, like, with wrestling.
If you ever lose, I make you run laps.
Dude, start taking laps around the ring.
Push-ups. Push-ups.
Oh, man. Like, you guys get it because, like, you know what entertainment is. Like, you have to be entertaining to be a pro wrestler. And, like, a lot of these guys only worry about, because like, you know, you've got wrestling and the business you're in and what you're really in. Like, you got to be in shape. You have to be able to be an entertainer and you have to be a good business person. If you're good at one of those things, you'll probably do okay. If you're good at two of those things, you'll get farther. But if you're all three, you're going to be a star. So you guys get it. It's like, hey, let's do all three of these things.
Right.
Whereas like we have so many cats around here that are like, well, I just want to wrestle.
I just want to put on spandex and yell.
Yeah.
I will not be in shape when I do it either.
Or this is what I love. It's like, my character is an out of shape piece of shit. Can I be that character? And they're like, oh, yeah, you can be that guy. And it's like, okay, cool. And then they don't worry about it. Like, Hops. So Hops was getting in fucking phenomenal shape with me. And but he decided, he was like, you know what? My character, I'm gonna be thick boy. I'm just a thick boy. I'm just a, you know, like, I'm just.
You can still do that by being in ridiculous shape.
Well, exactly. like that's what I didn't understand. But the thing was, he told it to another guy who was like, you know what? I want to be thick boy. And that guy ended up taking his fucking gimmick from him.
Taking his shit.
Dude, it's fucking so fucking silly.
People take my shit all the time. You know why? Because I'm a businessman and I know it'll make money.
Come up with shitty ideas and be like, this is the next big thing, and just give it to other people.
I told
got everybody on that fucking fidget spinner thing. I was like, guys, if you guys made fidget spinners and try to sell them at shows, you'd make so much money.
The pro wrestlers are making fidget spinners?
Yeah, dude. And then like 3 years later, like, we still got those fidget spinners.
See, I was trying to push the Italian plumber gimmick.
Like Mario.
What are you talking about?
Who's Mario?
The best was I would be like, hey,
rapper?
Hey, what if you were like an undead guy that no one could beat? They're like, that gimmick's already taken. Like, everything I said was already taken except mime. And then I think someone was like, well, actually, a guy in Italy did it or whatever. And I was like, everything was already taken. I was like, because everyone's already done it. Right. But yet you can't take other people's moves. Yeah. That's what I don't understand. Juno, what the fuck is that?
I'm the only powerbomber here.
So there's different types of psychology in wrestling, and one of them is show psychology. So if one person does,
like, listen up, Corey, you need this.
I am. I'm
if one does
all ears.
If one person does a power bomb, that moves dead for the rest of the show. Like, you can't have two power bombs on a show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was not a finisher.
But I paid to see fucking power bombs.
Yeah, I just want to see somebody's head explode when they hit the mat.
Right. But like, you could still do two power bombs, but they could be in different spots. They can look different. Like, it's fine.
So is Battleship with wrestling moves.
In a way.
So if you had a match with a power bomb, if I'm three matches down, I can have a power bomb in mine.
Let's see. You usually go top bottom. So like, you look at what the main event's doing, and you don't do anything they're doing.
That's fucking stupid. What if all I have is a power bomb and it looks really good?
Right. Then, yeah, no one's gonna use it except for you.
Okay, so if I'm the first, I can fucking set the be like, hey, this is my fucking shit.
Right. Yeah, like, everyone usually gets a good idea of who can do what.
So, in our match, Juno, when I'm your manager, we go out and we do every fucking cool move first match. Shut down the whole wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah. That's called killing the crowd.
Yes! Oh, dude.
This is what we're doing now.
Dude, this is doing it on some promotion you'll never be back to. And then just, like, burn them. Just burn them all.
Well,
just,
shit. Like, I wanted to do some cool stuff, but the two guys that I had to wrestle were, like, geriatric, and it's like,
that wasn't Swamp Boy, was it?
Swamp Boy?
Nah, dude.
Swamp Boy with a stone.
Swamp Boy apologized to me for the third time already.
Nice.
And I'm like, dude, I don't even care anymore.
Swamp Tower, that was his name.
Frankie Swamp Tower.
Frankie Swamp Tower from Louisiana. Fucking wrenched his neck.
Wrenched your neck?
And so he goes, like, but you're walking okay, so good deal. Bye.
That guy.
All
right.
Bye.
He just grabbed a hold of me, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, we're on the way down. I'm like, okay, well, he's not letting go, so this is going to hurt.
I'll cut that off because I have my – I'll tell my story because we're about 42 minutes, 43. So I remember one time that the – this one promotion was having, who I thought one of the best kind of showrunners was, this guy named Colin Young. Like, Colin, he literally didn't give a fuck. Like, he was paralyzed. he has the worst disability. I mean, it's like not the worst as in like, oh man, that's awful, but it's awful in the fact that it's like the lamest one.
Yeah, no sympathy.
No sympathy. He's like paralyzed from the ankles down. So
I have a Colin story when you're done.
Dude, Colin's awesome. So first of all, love Colin to death.
I do too.
But he doesn't take any shit. I remember when he was dating he was dating a chick with multiple personalities, and I was like, how's it?
Was he dating all of them or just one?
Dude, he was like, dude, they're all different, and I fuck them all, and I'm like, awesome. But
girl was in a club in college with my fiance.
Too. No way.
So.
Does she also have more personalities?
So it wasn't the multiple personalities.
The best was he was like, but you know what? And I was like, what? He goes, all she wants to do is bitch about her job at fucking McDonald's, and I don't want to hear that shit. I just want to come over there and fuck her. And I'm like, and she's just like upset and crying because the fucking manager yelled at her. And I'm like, that's not why I'm over here. And I was like, fucking look at you, Colin.
Goddamn savage.
Fucking, I mean, he literally is a full-blown savage. So he...
Tardies my hands.
So so he was one of the managers, and he was Professor Crapel.
Shut up.
No, it was. I mean, like, so my first introduction to Professor Crapel was they were at the Alamo. They were doing a show at the Alamo, and I've been sitting in a chair for fucking 3 hours watching the same eight people do the same eight moves.
Sitting in a chair, JT, and you're gonna
very
complain.
Long. Yeah, I'll fucking complain.
If you've seen one of their matches, you've seen them all.
Dude, everyone has done. Everyone,
they're all other set matches. Up exactly the same.
So as people are like starting
so
to
he wrestles,
huh?
A little bit, but he's the manager.
Okay.
So check this out. So he's in a wheelchair. He has to. So people are starting to like pack their chairs up. You know, because it's like, you know, like people are paying their bills. Everything's done. They're changed. They're like the lights are turning back on, and they get him out of the chair to put the chair in the ring, what? And then put him in the wheelchair to cut this promo against this guy, Hollis, and no one knows the story. It was basically he's about Hollis is about to turn on Colin, and he. So they spend like 3 minutes getting the chair in there, rolling him in that, like he rolls into the ring, gets into the chair, goes, hey guys, blah, 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 blah. And I'm done at this point. Like I'm just like seeing people. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, from the center and stuff, talking to him. And there's the show's still going. And later on, I found out why. I'll give it in a minute. Like, so I'll tell you in a minute. So they're there. Hollis gets him out of the wheelchair, power bombs him or does some fucking shit to him. You know, love Hollis too. But like, no one's paying attention. No one cares. And they're like, so Colin's been doing it for a minute, but it literally takes so much time for them to get the wheelchair in there, to get him in there. Everyone's lost interest at this point. And then to have Hollis get him back out of the chair or give him the boot or sweet chin music or some shit. Then he's like, so then they have to drag him out. And then they have to get the wheelchair out. And by that time, the show's done. So then later I asked, I was like, what the fucking point was that? What the fuck was that?
You could have filmed that in the back.
What are we doing? And they go, oh, it's because of the storyline. And I go, do you think these fucking people are going to be like, oh man, I got to know what happened to the fucking cripple guy and the fucking Black Steve Austin. Like, well, no one cares. No one fucking gives a shit.
Right.
So Colin was one of the main managers, and he said some of the meanest things about Guffey, and he goes,
he wanted to protect his spot.
Hear me out, but hear me out. It was because he was so awful. Guffey was so awful at first, but like I said, he got better at it. But he ended up. So Colin goes, hey, they were looking for someone to kind of set things up at the place they were running shows. So they said, hey, Colin, do you think you can do it? And he goes, fuck yeah, fuck these fucks, I'll manage them. And he could. He was a really good manager. He was like a manager at a call center and fucking like made all the money. Like he was like, obviously until they closed because they were paying him all the money. Right? So they were running the show and he was like setting things up. But of course, like one thing got fucked up, so they took it away from him. But he comes in and he goes, I come in and I go, hey, what are you doing in here? You know, because my class is going on. And he goes, oh, yeah, they didn't pay me. And I go, well, what do they owe you? You know, just like, what do they owe you? He's like, $20. And he was like, and I spent basically that in gas trying to get here. And I go, oh, okay. And so he's just kind of waiting around. I'm like, hey, man, if you want to roll, come and roll, you know. So he works out a little bit, everything like that. And we're sitting there. And he goes, so then that's when he told me that he was really tired of his, like, girlfriend fucking complaining. And he was just there to fuck her. You know, weird that relationship didn't work. But he said, yeah, she wanted to go on a walk or a roll, whatever. You know, like, he had to roll. She had to walk. And in the middle of the road was a fucking snapping, on the trail was a snapping turtle. And she's like, we can't get around him, and you can't, we can't take your wheelchair off road. You know, like, we can't get around it. What are we going to do? So he gets out of the wheelchair and, like, you know, scoots over to the thing. Sorry, I got a message. I had to check. So he goes over there, and this, it's a fucking huge snapping turtle, and it fucking bites the under part of his arm. And the fucking bitch starts laughing. So he's like, oh God, it got me. Oh, it got me. And so he, like, flings it into the pond or wherever it fucking came out of, and he showed us, and there was a fucking huge fucking, like, triangle bruise where it fucking was. He was like, that fucking bitch laughed at me. And I was like, oh my God. So we, like, so it's like almost 9 o'clock, and I'm like, well, man, I'm about to get out of here. And I wasn't having, like, the best day. So I go, and I was just, you know, just like, whatever. And he's like, well, he goes, I think he forgot about me.
Yeah.
So he forgot about him. So he couldn't get his 20 bucks. And I didn't even know if he had gas money. I would, obviously, as his friend, I would have given him some cash if he needed it, you know,
right,
for gas. But I, you know, I don't know what ended up happening with that situation. But as, so it starts raining. And I'm like, like I said, I didn't have the best day, but this put things in perspective for me. So I'm packing my gear up. And I'm about, and I still see Colin. He's kind of, you know, shuffling out, smoking a cigarette, or, you know, wheeling out. He. So I see him go to his trunk, and he puts his trunk in, or he puts his chair in his trunk, and it's fucking pouring. And I see him go to his knees, and he starts crawling.
Oh no!
To put his stuff up in the back seat. To then crawl into the driver's seat. And I go, no matter how bad my day is, his fucking pants were dirty and fucking soaked because he had to scoot from the trunk to the fucking driver's seat, dude.
Bastard.
Dude, but he's a bit of an asshole. So it's like, oh man, that sucks.
Speaking
but,
of assholes.
Uh-huh, what do we got? But that was my Colin story.
So before the Alamo shows, they'd have us go flyer all the local businesses, you know, right before the show, because that makes sense. But it was me and Colin's turn to go do it. And so...
how's he going to walk around and put up flyers?
He was rolling himself down the hill, so we did all the downhill stuff first. But then it came time to go back uphill. So we round the corner, heading back up to the Alamo. And he goes, hey, man, my arms are dead. Do you think you can push me up this hill? I go, yeah, sure, whatever, man. And when I go to grab the wheelchair, it just smells like fucking, like, putrid. Oh. It is the worst smelling shit ever. And I look down, and he's got a little bit of crusties in his sweaty butthole.
What?
And I'm like, Colin, no. He didn't poo himself. But when I had to push him up the hill... like, I had to really get under it because he's kind of a heavy guy. And so, like, my nose is, like, between, like, the distance between, like, here and where the microphone's at is, like, where my nose is from his ass. So I'm, like, trying not to puke, and he's, like, cracking jokes and stuff. So I'm like, I'm calling.
So what was it? Did he do to himself?
He didn't do to himself.
He just smelled.
He just stunk. Normal.
You said there was, like, crusties coming up from his butt crack.
He probably doesn't get the opportunity to really wipe that well. When considering that he's a paraplegic.
In the rain, it should just come off. Over
it's like a natural bidet.
Right, yeah.
You know, you
full,
just
body, full body bidet.
Don't get it twisted, Colin. I love you, but I had to tell your liquid ass story.
That is line walker right there.
Right, exactly. Line walk.
Hey, you know what? We got shut down because I didn't line walk, so.
That was the one time you took that stance. You were like, fuck that guy.
Now he's I will never do that again.
I'm sorry for being right. That's all I
apologize for everything. Yeah, so, but Juno, we got like 5 minutes left. Tell us what you're doing, because I'm really excited about what you're doing. I said a little bit on our podcast, on the one that's taking over your podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah, JT is consolidating power. The next that's thing he's going to do is he's going to, you know, Corey and I are going to go start killing some towns, And then JT will come back here when I'm not around, start gaslighting everyone against me. So when I come in here,
that's my goal.
You guys will be in ninja garb and just like fucking kill me.
Like, and then in 4 weeks, he'll be a professional wrestler.
Well, what's gonna what's gonna happen is you come back and I go, "Hey Juno, saw you wrestling, and I just don't think you have it anymore. I think you're done.
I think you're a little reckless there."
The analytics.
And he goes, "Actually." He goes, "Corey," the analytics came in. I go, "Actually, I talked to Corey, and he saw you out there, and he just doesn't think you have it anymore, and we're just going to have to, you're going to have to hang it up, and I'm going to be, what was it, Grangey? What was it?
Junesy.
I'm
the new Junesy.
I think you should actually be Juno, but like the character Juno from the movie Juno,
where you know what?
A pregnant teenage girl.
We're both men now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's dating a female, but they're a straight couple, just the other way around. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Love, man.
That's science. But no, hear me out though. But my favorite is someone posted that and then put that Rick and Morty meme where it's like, that just sounds like the same thing with just more steps. It's like, it literally is.
Right.
Oh, it literally is.
Peoples is peoples. I don't give a
fuck.
Here
we go.
I'll be the Olympics
now. He's walking the line.
Trans people have always been in there, like, ever since like 2008.
No, dude, those were Asians. Now they got real ones.
Yeah, that's true. Asians, I mean, they're fluid. They're literally fluid. Liquid. Anyways, but what are you up to, man? What do you got going on?
Well, I'm splitting time right now between Raytown and Olathe wrestling.
They allow wrestling in Olathe?
Oh, all right, yeah. The spot we're at's pretty cool.
There's some sketchy places in Olathe.
This one is not.
No, from what I hear, this guy that's training him right now is a really good guy.
Oh, hell yeah. Salt of the earth. He's already like, "Hey, I kind of noticed this, this, and this about your game. Let's work on it." So we spent 3 hours working on, like, the basics that I'm not good at, and then, like...
Like a good coach.
As your manager, I'm going to need to know about those. And your coach.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, tell that coach to give me notes that I can revise, because they're not going to be correct. I'm a real coach now.
Okay.
I love it.
And then,
I love it, dude.
Today, we were talking about stuff, and he goes, "Where do you think you're lacking?" I was like, "My cardio." And he goes, "Okay." And then 15 minutes later, he's like, sending me a 6-week cardio plan.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, having some fucking direction is nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. He wants you to get better.
Yeah. I should have never said cardio. It's terrible.
It's awful.
Cardio.
Yeah, do as many burpees as you can in 7 minutes after your workout. I go, okay.
Yeah.
He goes, well, your lungs will be crying, but you'll get better.
Yeah. That's what it's about. That's what the whole game's about. And then, Corey, you've got a fight coming up
July 10th. The witches don't cancel
at 160.
It.
At 160 against Keandron Richardson, who was very, very mean to me on the interweb.
Was he?
Talking shit?
No, he wasn't really talking shit, but just the fact that he messaged me was...
After the fight.
Yeah.
After Brent's fight, which I'm sure he saw his striking, and was like, oh my God, I'm going to crush Corey.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, please give me that fight. You know? But I think Brent set us up perfect to think that our striking is awful. But yeah.
Well, I don't want to give away the game plan on the podcast. You know, this dude's probably like worrying about what everything that Corey's doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he's weird. He friended me on Facebook, but now I've gotten upset about it and got weird. He's now the background on my phone. I bought. So he had a list.
What's this motherfucker look like then?
He's a thin black African American man. But he had put so after he had friended me on Facebook, he put a list of all of his favorite shoes up. Mm-hmm. So number one were Red Octobers. They're like $10,000. I can't get those. Number two were some OG Defiant Jordan 1s. So I purchased those, and I wore those to the weigh-in. And during the weigh-in, didn't get a fight. All he did was stare at my shoes. He wouldn't make eye contact with me.
He looked at the shoes.
He just
his number two
at my
shoes, dude. That's sick.
Yep.
You guys are fucking sociopaths, and I love it.
Dude, it's all part of the game, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know how to book an angle, I tell you what.
Put us in, Juno. Put us in. We'll make it happen.
Well, you know, my game plan is in 10 years is to run my own shit, which would have, like...
Dude, that doesn't have to... Get out of here.
It's a feeder system for
you
guys.
6 months.
Well, you guys can, like, get your fights in, and I can run a couple of, like, catch wrestling
matches. Okay, check this out. Fucking check this out. We were talking about doing that Fat Boys thing.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Pro wrestling.
Dude, fucking
done. I got you a venue.
Fucking done, dude.
Okay.
Fucking done. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I just talked to Amy the other day.
Awesome.
We're set. All right, we're doing pro wrestling. That'll be my managerial debut.
Oh. Fat Boys. Done. I'll be a sponsor of that. I don't care.
Dude, I'll drop out the ceiling there because I'll get on the roof and just cut a hole in it. They don't care.
Come on, dude.
We just need money and a lot of people willing to work for cheap.
Done. Yeah. Done. We got to figure it out.
This will be worth it. I can get almost everything done for free outside of you got to provide the ring and then the wrestlers.
Oh, fuck. I know a guy that has a ring. I just had to put him in the show.
There we go.
I know two guys that have a ring. So a ring ain't going to be a problem.
No.
Hell yeah, brother.
WTP. Slayers are out. Finish it out on Bedtime Stories with Juno Granger. Thanks, guys.